Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Juno Afternoon for what is fast becoming my favorite segment in the history of Juno Afternoon. It's Foodie Friday, and Yumi Aramitsu is here with us today. Yumi, thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I was just saying, well, this is really fascinating. What's your background in cooking? You said, well, I'm a marine biologist. That's my background in cooking. So I was like, okay.
Pretty much, yes.
That's fine. That's fine. But you tell me a little bit about your I just want to know a little bit about your background in – we're going to talk about Highbush cranberries and some stuff you've made with that. Do you – has that been a long thing that you've kind of picked berries and that sort of thing for a long time in your life or
– Well, it really started maybe 20 years ago when I first got to Alaska, of course, mm-hmm. and I was really excited about the idea of harvesting and, you know, eating food, you know, in the wild. And so that's kind of where – I started picking berries and catching fish and doing that kind of stuff.
It is interesting. I mean, I moved here many years ago as well and just hadn't had a background that you would go. I did fishing. I moved up here from Florida, right? So we fished. But it wasn't like we went out and picked berries or we didn't go out into the woods and forage. And I remember the first few times, the first summer I was here, going out and picking salmon berries and blueberries and just going, this is like a miracle.
Yeah, you know, there's
this
pretty much
beautiful food just sitting here.
Yeah, there's
here,
a
and
huge
it's
bounty.
So delicious. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell me about the art of finding and picking highbush cranberries, and where do you have to go, and what is that?
Well, the main thing is that around here you want to wait until after the first freeze because they get a lot more sweet after that.
Okay.
And you can find them almost anywhere. You kind of follow your nose because a lot of people say they smell like socks or I like to think of it more
like
as
a blue cheese kind of thing maybe.
It's kind of earthy.
Earthy, okay.
And you can especially find them easily once the foliage starts to fall because they're in these little red clumps. And I get them kind of anywhere out the road, but really they're almost everywhere.
Yeah, okay. So that's cool. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm not asking you to tell us where your secret, you know, spot is.
I'd be happy to tell you, but they're really almost anywhere you look.
Yeah. Okay. So so let's talk about some of your favorite things to make with it. We've got a few things here in front of us, but traditionally people just make jams with them, right? And what other kind of stuff?
Well, highbush cranberries. So what I usually do with it is I make something like a traditional Thanksgiving cranberry
sauce.
Yeah,
sure.
And so that's really just using the cranberries, although I always mill them to take the seeds out.
Okay.
So that's an extra step that you wouldn't do with like a commercial cranberry, but it's nice to take those out.
Are they a little bit bigger than a typical commercial cranberry?
Yeah, they're fibrous.
Right.
And they take up a lot of space.
Okay.
So
all right. Yeah.
I like to take them out.
And when you
Not
say
everybody
mill
does.
Them, what do you mean by that?
You use a food mill.
Okay.
Same thing. It's similar to like a potato ricer.
Literally milling it, not a straining, but an actually milling it.
Yeah.
So you're getting all the color and all that out of
the juice.
Right. And the skin, I guess, comes in somewhat too?
Most of the skin comes off as well with that. But you end up sort of with juice. And I would say it's probably you lose about half of the volume when you do that. So maybe you start out with 16 cups of berries. You end up with about 8 cups of cranberry juice.
Okay, cool. Wow. So that's not bad, really,
no,
right?
Yeah,
that's good. All right. So let's talk about what you brought today. I'm really excited about this that you have here, which is sort of the marquee thing we've been talking about. It sounds weird and interesting. And
what
do you call this?
This is cranberry ketchup. And,
okay. Already, I like it.
And I just have to put a shout out to my good friend Ben Patterson, who I saw at Costa Show on Saturday. And he was like, that cranberry ketchup. Do you ever make that these days? And Pagan and I were going for a cranberry forage. So I decided to make this special for Ben.
And people, by the way, are lining up to try some of this stuff. They're out there looming, lingering outside. So that's okay. That's fine. Christy and Tana might come in here and have a little bit. We'll see. But I'm going to try some first. So I'm going to try some of this. So how do you use this like ketchup?
It's actually great on like a venison or waterfowl, especially duck.
Okay, I really like the consistency. Here you go, guys.
Thank you.
But you could also use it on, you know, turkey as well. And it's great on a turkey sandwich.
Oh, it's got it. Really smells like ketchup. Like
yeah,
real
it's,
like ketchup. Ketchup.
It's pretty.
And pretty, do you have a vinegar in it?
Yeah, there's an apple cider vinegar and a little bit
What's
of red
the
wine.
Spice?
The spice is well.
Wow.
I kind of start out with
That's
what
so
is.
Good.
I start out with a traditional sort of just cranberries and sugar and lemon zest and orange zest, juice of the lemon and the orange. But then this gets a little extra stuff. So it's got sprigs of thyme and sage and rosemary that are boiled down with it. And then the red wine and the apple cider vinegar.
You know, wow. This reminds me a lot of, you know, I come from the South some, and this reminds me a lot of some, of, it's got a bit of a barbecue or steak sauce kind of a thing going on. A lot of steak sauces and barbecues have raisin or other like dried fruits like that, and this has a huge component of that to me anyway. It's delicious.
Yeah,
I don't know if I, would you have it on a brat? Would you use it like that or would
I've never tried it on a brat, but I don't know
like
why not.
Turkey Thanksgiving cranberry, like, or yeah.
Yeah, it has the brightness
oh, so
of the citrus.
So
but then, like, a whole nother level.
Yeah, then they kind of the different flavors keep coming at you.
All right, so that's what else do we have in these jars here in front of you? I'm interested in these other things.
Well, this is just
more of the ketchup?
More of the same that I was going to leave for you guys. And then this is...
Because she's really awesome. That's why this segment's so great, you guys. People leave this stuff. It's incredible.
So I was also going to talk about the pickles that
yes.
I made a couple weeks ago.
They look beautiful. What
they're
are they?
They're just ready now, so you guys are kind of lucky.
They're
fresh? Because they're pretty good.
Okay.
So pickles are made of these of regular cucumbers or pickling cucumbers, and of course these are harder to source than, you know, the local highbush cranberries.
Right.
These I actually went to a U-Pick farm in Spokane with a cooler because I had to get the best ones, of course.
Good.
And brought them back.
Well,
and
let's open it up
my friend
and let's
Lara
eat some,
and I made these.
All right.
So
I'm a refrigerator pickle kind of person, and I feel like one third of my refrigerator space is totally fine to devote to these.
I'm going to try to get the – let's see if I can get the crunch out of this here.
They're crunchy.
They're crunchy. Oh, they've got a little slight bit of – am I right? They have a little slight bit of sweetness to them as well. Kind of like Bubby's, kind of like those butter chip.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I put a little salt and sugar 1-to-1 in the brine. And I use only white wine vinegar, so.
They got a kick.
Yeah, they have a kick.
They're a little kick, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to have one.
Oh, man, are they good?
She's like, I have to
delicious.
Have
them. Delicious. I love them. I'm going to maybe. Maybe I didn't get as much. I need to.
I took a big
just,
one.
This one's awesome.
Scott's going to be sad if you eat them all.
Scott, get in here and eat one.
How do you make pickles?
So how do you make pickles? Go through the process one more time for us. How does that?
Well, there's a few different ways. And by the way, if you can't go to Spokane for a farm, you could use the little ones from Costco in a pinch, like the little English cucumbers that you can see there.
Mm-hmm.
I've used those before. They're okay. They're kind of waxy.
Do they swell as they are brined, or do they just stay the same size, kind of?
Same size.
Oh, okay.
So good.
Ooh, and
so
good. And basically for refrigerator pickles, you don't cook them at all. You just make the brine, you heat it up, and then you sterilize the jars, and you fill the jars with fresh dill and garlic and onions and peppers for the flavors, and then you stuff them with here I use a mandolin to cut slices and fill the jars. You pour the hot brine over, and then you put them in the fridge, and you leave them there for several
weeks.
How
long have you been doing pickles? How many years have you been working on pickles?
Lots of years. I don't know.
I'm just wondering, like, when you first started, were there things that you did that you now think, oh, I was doing that wrong?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like
and
what?
Actually, that's true also for the cranberry ketchup.
So what are some of the things to learn right off the bat?
The most important thing that I forgot to mention about the cranberry ketchup is that you have to use – so you use pectin to make a gel. Mm-hmm. And importantly, you use Pomona's pectin. Oh. This is something you get at Rainbow, and mm-hmm. it allows you to adjust the amount of sugar that you use and still make it jelly.
Okay.
Without, so you don't have, like, too much sugar in any of your jellies or jams because you use Pomona's. It's the best.
Okay. Is that just a brand name or is that a
type? Yeah, it's okay. a type of pectin.
Okay.
And
they're not affiliated with our station, but
no.
we are
right.
promoting that.
But the other brands that you'll get anywhere else aren't.
Maybe
going
they
to be
should
as good.
Be they're promoting not. Our Christy, something to work on. Call up the good people at Pomona Pectin. Well, that's a great tip. Now, how about tips for people who are maybe just starting with pickles? What can you remember are certain things you did kind of wrong that you would do?
Well, so it's easy to get a mushy pickle, and that's always a bummer.
It's a bummer.
And it's
you need
bummer
the crunch.
After all, after going to Spokane to the farm. So
nobody likes a mushy pickle.
No.
All
pretty
right.
Much.
Okay.
And the way that I found is the best is that you just do refrigerator pickles. So you never cook them. There are other things you can add. And in fact, this one that I tried last year was a grape leaf. You can add different things that help, like alum is one or grape leaves. So you can kind of add those. And then you don't have to take up your whole refrigerator with all of the pickles. If you're able to can them and cook them, then you can put them on your shelf.
Oh, I see.
Otherwise, okay. to keep them really crunchy as a refrigerator pickle, they never get canned or they never get boiled. And then they stay in your refrigerator forever.
I got you. So the pickles that are not kept in the refrigerator at some point have been boiled.
Exactly.
In order to keep the, you know, so they don't turn into some awful experiment.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
So you so they're an acid food, which means the vinegar in them makes it so you can process pickles with just a 10-minute water bath, boiling water bath. But in this case, I just don't even do that, and I put them right in the fridge.
Well, that's – wow. Yeah, that's very cool. So I'm really fascinated in the idea of what made you hit on this idea of doing a ketchup with the Highbush cranberries. Why wouldn't you just kind of do more traditional stuff with it?
Well, so I was going out with this guy who was bringing home.
I knew some guy
well,
would be
he's bringing
involved.
Home deer or not deer, ducks, and wanting to eat them. And so you kind of have to make something nice for that to go with.
Okay,
and
that's
I think
a great...
that was a long time ago.
But that was the thing that made
In fact,
you think.
My husband now he also does the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And so the cranberry ketchup is.
There's a theme here.
Yeah, is a good thing to go with the yeah. waterfowl.
Yeah.
Well, that's and I can really see it because ducks have a pretty rich consistency to them.
Yeah,
cutting through that kind of that greasy.
Be,
quality
mm-hmm.
that they can have, so it really would cut through that. I can see that being really nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted to mention that these recipes and pictures of these things are all online at kto.org. You can also go kto.org/JunoAfternoon if you want to go right to this section, and you'll see Yumi's beautiful Highbush cranberry ketchup and also these fantastic pickles. Do you have a name for the pickles?
Yeah.
Nope.
Just pickles.
It's
Yumi's
just pickles.
Yumi's pickles.
Pickles.
Crunchy pickles.
I would also say there's one other really important thing about any canning, pickling, jam, jelly, cranberry sauce, is that it's important that you do this with friends. So I basically never made a batch of jam or jelly or pickles without
you
having some
alone.
Really important people.
You just don't pickle
yeah,
alone.
You don't pickle alone.
Don't pickle alone. No. It's great advice, Yumi. Thanks so much. And don't eat them alone, right?
Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming in and supporting that. Yumi, thanks so much for bringing in your stuff for Foodie Friday. Great to have you in here and awesome to have this. And it was delicious.
Thanks.
We're
that was
batting
fun.
A thousand with this Foodie Friday, I tell you. It's been so great. And then you even at the station get to keep this jar here with you. That's fantastic. Well, that's
sure.
it for Juno Afternoon today. Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Hanson Gress and listeners like you. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Andy Klein, and that's Juno Afternoon for this Friday.